In April, the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society unboxed an 84-pound telescope mount that costs around $13,000. It's the first piece of the Society's robotic telescope that will broadcast images of the night sky from one of the best stargazing sites in the country. The Arizona Sky Village lies about 2.5 hours east of Tucson. It has strict light regulations and about 350 clear nights a year. KAS President Richard Bell says Michigan only gets about 70. During his presentation, Bell says the drier air in Arizona means the sky will always be more transparent there.
So their best night will always outdo our best night. And we've had some pretty good nights here, but nothing compared to what you can get out there. And of course, you can try to set up in a location at a lower latitude, and you can begin to observe objects you just simply can't see from Michigan.
Like galaxy Centaurus A, which Bell says swallowed up a neighboring spiral galaxy. For years, KAS member Mike Patton couldn't enjoy astronomy because he worked the early shift at his previous job. So when Patton built a retirement home at the Sky Village, he decided to give the club a spot in the observatory.
Because it's such a remote area, I would miss the social aspect. You know, like the star parties where there's people around. So I made it available to this club, and it was a win-win for both of us because I get to use their expertise for my projects, and they get a pretty good cost of entry dark sky site for their project. So we complement each other.
The telescope will allow the club to stargaze just about anywhere with high-speed internet. It connects to a camera that sends high-quality snapshots to members over the web. Astronomers could even watch the stars sitting at home in their pajamas.
We're going to be able to offer 12 months a year of public observing now. This is huge for us.
That's KAS member Jean DeMott. She's sold plants for the organization for several years to raise money for the project.
We'll be able to draw in more public and offer them a very comfortable night of stargazing.
That's right. Some of the public will get to use it, too. Amateur astronomers can rent the remote feed. Bell says the KAS also plans to let students from area colleges use it for free.
Amateurs still turn up comets from time to time. They can track down asteroids. It's actually a lot easier than you think it is. Even today, with automated surveys, amateurs can still discover asteroids. Maybe some student will discover the one that's going to kill us all one day. So you never know. That'd be good to know, at least.
Bell says the telescope can produce beautiful photos of galaxies and nebulas that could be turned into an art exhibit. Of course, all of this doesn't come cheap. The total price of the equipment is about $100,000. Bell says it's expensive, but it'll be worth it.
My goal is to have premium equipment for a premium site, and I want to get equipment that none of us could ever have a chance of owning on our own.
The Astronomical Society has raised about 65% of the money for the project. It plans to get the rest through grants and raising member fees. To some, being an astronomer in Michigan may seem like an exercise in masochism. But Jean DeMott says the KAS is more like a group of friends, willing to discuss their love of astronomy, rain or shine.
We have so many cloudy nights, but I think it's created a very hearty group of people who are very focused, and there's a very large social element here, which you don't have where the skies are more favorable.